Hi, it's Haley from the newest Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men in Oak Creek. Come see me today. Haircuts are just $20. Lady Jane's, Oak Creek on Howell Ave, just south of Puth Road. Walk in anytime, 7 days a week, even Sundays. Lady Jane's, it's wicked awesome.
For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust.
Live from the Gruber Law Office, One Call, That's All Studios at Radio City.
Party, baby.
This is Scalzo and Brust. Presented by Bud Light.
It's a party, baby.
On 94.5 ESPN and Wisconsin On Demand.
It's a party, baby. Woo! It's a party, baby.
Scalzo and Brust, presented by the world's greatest beer, Bud Light, across ESPN Wisconsin. Ben Brust here with you, along with Telly Hughes, who's in for Greg Scalzo, Chris Larson, also in for Josh DiMaggio. The boys were out and about seeing fish over the weekend. For those who are dumb like me and didn't know that fish was a band, they didn't go to the aquarium. They went to Alpine and enjoyed a concert.
Yeah, the first time I heard that, too, I was the same way.
You didn't know who fish was?
Yeah. But I mean, I knew, but like I didn't at the same time. Like, I've heard of them, but...
But you weren't like, fish.
Yeah. It took me a minute to put it together.
800-990-3776, the old National Bank talk and text line if you want to join the conversation. Apple Man in the Orchard chimes in as we've been talking about Jordan Love. If you're a one or a zero on him, are you in or are you out? I want to hear from the Scalzo and Brust family because he did have two touchdowns, but he also had three interceptions, two of which you could say were not his fault, one of which you can absolutely say was his fault. Matt LaFleur, post-game, blamed it on different routes that were ran wrong. And then day later, came back on that one. And I do really look forward to talking with Jason Wilde coming up after this segment, because he's had an interesting perspective on Jordan Love. But seeing the protection of Jordan Love right now from the coaching staff, like, look, I know that all three interceptions weren't his fault, but I don't care. He has to be better than three interceptions in year three of the organization against the Niners in the preseason. Like, I need him taking care of the football, not making those same mistakes that he did when Amari Rodgers ran a route and clearly wasn't open and the ball was thrown in a spot where the defender could step in front. And those are the consistent things I've been seeing with his pass breakups and his interceptions. Putting the ball in a spot where not his wide receiver can make a play, but the defensive back can make a play. And that's why, like, for the people who say, like, yes, it wasn't his fault that Tyler Davis, you know, dropped the ball or Romeo Dobbs got it wrestled away. It's all about placement and making sure you're going to, like, sometimes Aaron Rodgers will throw it where literally only his guy can make a miraculous catch, or it's over the head because he doesn't want to give the defense any chance at creating a turnover with the football.
Yeah, and I mean, but you also got to think, too, that's just kind of the mastery of Aaron Rodgers at the quarterback position. He's able to do that. Very few quarterbacks, even in the NFL, are able to put it in positions where only their receiver can catch it, or it's going to either go out of bounds or whatever the case may be. But that also gives a lot of credit to the receiver as well, who can make adjustments. And we're not going to be amongst the men that have given a lot of excuses as to why Jordan Love hasn't given us any wow plays. At some point, you got to do something and to give fans hope or give fans a reason to want to see more of you, as opposed to we hope we don't see this guy at all.
That's
at
a really
any
good
point in the season.
Because, again, the Jordan Love train, which is very weak, and Mark New Berlin, the captain of the Jordan Love train, the conductor, has not called in because I think he's stuck.
He's starting to see it. Yeah,
he's at home right now. He's listening in his whitey tighties in his robe, and he's like, I can't call in to Scalzo and Brust today because I don't know what to say. Three interceptions. I mean, I guess I could already hear it. Can you believe it? He should have had four touchdowns and one interception if the guys didn't drop the football.
But on top of that, too, he also may have two more shots at it, two more preseason games.
Two more shots if those were interceptions to re-throw those interceptions. But Appleman in the Orchard chimes in, give any athletic guy 3 years with the best coaches and facilities along with some good money, and they can play just as good, more than likely better than Love. Love stinks. Appleman in the Orchard. Unfortunately, I wish I...
Do we know if this is the best coaching in the NFL? Like, come on.
No, but I will say this, because we did make a point earlier about Tom Clements, who was handpicked, basically, by the Green Bay Packers to make sure Aaron Rodgers is happy. We can very much say that with full certainty, but I've heard Aaron Rodgers talk about the impact that Tom Clements had on a young Aaron Rodgers in his career, in the development of Aaron Rodgers. So I do like to think that Jordan Love is getting some good coaching. Josh in Lake Geneva, here's one for Homer. There is a reason Love is zero in tennis. He's far from an ace. After a double fault, you lose your serve. Josh in Lake Geneva. I see what he was trying to do there. For those who don't know, Homer did play collegiate tennis. Fascinating story. Apparently he just showed up on campus one day and then they gave him a roster spot. But he was a very, very good tennis player. But again, I'm a zero. I want to see more. I've been waiting for more. I've been waiting for the wow. What are you feeling? 800-990-3776. Oh my gosh. This is sad, and I got to do it. And this is what we do, Telly, as part of the Scalzo and Brust family. Even through the tough times, family has to be there for family. Brandon in Iron Ridge chimes in. Can I get the family to give a shout out to my dog Maverick, who I have to put down tomorrow? Reason why this one hits extra hard: my dog's name growing up was Maverick after Top Gun. So, Chris, do we have any sounder that can help? Like, hit a random one. I mean, that's what she said doesn't really work on this one. Round of applause doesn't work on this one. US and A? Like, just give me a Borat.
US and A. Greatest country in the world.
Brandon from Iron Ridge, I now have a new mini golden doodle named Bruce. There is light on the end of the tunnel, but I know how much it's going to suck for you. The family is with you.
There it is. That's great. That's awesome.
Tell you don't want to jump in and give your condolences?
Hey, you did it all. I don't know what else to say.
What about a moment of silence on the radio? I'm just trying to make this as uncomfortable as possible. 800-990-3776. I want to give a shout out to Road America. Slow down your summer and take in the high speed thrills at Elkhart Lakes Road America. The race season is still going strong. Don't miss a minute of the fun. You can camp on site all weekend and enjoy free admission for kids 16 and under. That's the best part about making memories at Road America. The SRO GT World Challenge features exotic sports car racing at Road America August 19th through the 21st. So that's coming up this weekend. Get your tickets now at roadamerica.com. I say it all the time. Come for the experience and stay for the race. Road America, America's national park of speed. Austin in Green Bay chimes in. He says, we forget that Jordan Love has played one NFL game and two halves of preseason. Again, I'm with you there, but we need to see something that keeps you coming back other than just, hey, I hope that Jordan Love in the next preseason game does something that wows me, because I'm still waiting. JD from Fondy chimes in. He's a one. Shockingly, Aaron believes in Jordan Love. Trees grow best in sunlight, not shadows. Telly, help me with this one.
You know, that's actually kind of deep. That's true. I get that. I mean, but
tell it to me like I'm five.
Okay. You need an opportunity to be in the spotlight, the sunlight, in order to grow. You can't grow at night. You grow in the daytime if you're a plant.
So, is it fair to judge Jordan Love before the second and third preseason game, which is really only his second preseason?
I think it is. Yes, I think it's unfair to just kind of throw him away after one preseason game. Absolutely. Because what happens if he goes out next game and just lights it up? Then how do you feel about him? Is it a fluke or about time?
No, but that's
he's not going to be able to do it all the time.
No,
he stink more than he's been good.
See, I don't think it would flip to that. I think it would be like, whoa, okay. All right, was this real or was it the perfect storm? Yeah. But to that point, what has Jordan Love done to this point? From all the all the conversation, all the conversations we've heard about Jordan Love to tell you that that's going to happen.
I agree.
That's where I'm frustrated.
But at the end of the day, you know this better than anyone, being an ex-professional athlete.
I mean, that's a stretch. I got paid to play overseas.
He's still a professional athlete. You got paid to play, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
That makes you a pro.
Lost at all the casino, but I got paid.
The non-pros have to pay to play.
That's true.
You got to pay the intramural league fee.
That's
you got to pay.
The jersey cost.
But my point is,
I bought shoes for the first time.
Jordan. Well, it was an odd experience.
I ordered them online. I remember when I was a kid, I used to like try them on and cut around the store, see if they worked.
Yeah, but Jordan Love is still a pro at the end of the day. You can't think that just because he hasn't put it all together, he doesn't have the capability of doing that. And I think just Packer fans want to see that. And I get it. I'm one of the ones that want to see it as well. But it doesn't mean because you haven't seen it yet, it can't happen.
Jason Wilde joins us next on Scalzo and Brust to break down Green Bay Packers and the good news of the day of getting Elgton Jenkins, Bobby Tonyan, and Christian Watson off the PUP list. We'll tell you about why that's significant when we get joined by Jason next segment here on Scalzo and Brust, presented by Bud Light. Scalzo and Brust presented by the world's greatest beer, Bud Light. Ben Brust alongside Telly Hughes, in for Greg Scalzo, Chris Larson, in for Josh DiMaggio. I think Josh is back. Telly, are you with me tomorrow?
I'm with you tomorrow.
Good. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
No Gregory tomorrow, too. Good for him. We are now going to be joined by our friend, our teammate. You can hear him every day, 9 to noon, on Wilde and Tausch across these very stations. I got a lot I want to ask him. It's Jason Wilde. Jason, welcome in to the program.
Hi, fellas. How are you today?
Doing well. I just went into the office to show Telly where the snack drawer was, and it seems to be a big hit. Telly's voice, rate that out of 10, because it's a 10 out of 10 for me.
Well, had you not heard Telly's voice before?
I mean, I have, but I just continue to be more impressed by, like, I don't have a great voice like that. He could do.
No, you don't.
Thank you, Jason. You don't either.
Neither do I. Neither do I. Okay? That's what I was about to say.
I just want a little bit of what he's got.
Yeah, he's. I think we all have different talents, and Telly's got all kinds of awards and everything else in his career, but he's got by far the best voice, not only of us three, but, like, who would you say? Maybe Gabe is in the same class. Like, you know, I love Homer, but and Homer's had a storied radio career, but he does not have the signature. And this is, it's not like I've talked to Telly both on the radio and off the radio.
Same voice.
And Telly's voice is the same. It's not like that, you know, the kind of caricature radio guy who, welcome back to
this is Scalzo and Brust.
Right. So
Ben Brust here alongside Telly Hughes. I'm trying to have a deep voice to match him right now.
Still doesn't work. That's how bad yours is.
I'm well aware.
Jason, we had a chance to see Jordan Love. Just what are your overall takeaways? I mean, Matt LaFleur tried to shade away any controversy of all three picks, which was clearly wrong,
the one to Amari Rodgers.
The third one. Look, the, yeah, this, Ben, the third one was...
It was bad.
He should have never thrown the ball. As LaFleur put it, he should have taken that play off schedule, which means pull the ball down, move out of the pocket, and see if you can find some other option open or run or throw it away. So that one's on him. It doesn't matter that now... Is a factor the fact that Amari Rodgers didn't run the route correctly and allowed the defender to wall him off? Yeah, of course. But it doesn't change the fact that it was a minus decision and it was a minus throw. He shouldn't have thrown it there. And when he did, he should have at least thrown it, you know, farther to the right. So it was either Amari Rodgers' ball or no one's ball. So he shouldn't be absolved of that. The other two... You know, here's my thing about Jordan Love. I think Jordan Love is vastly improved, and I think that that's significant. But I think his accuracy is better, but not good enough. Like, the way Rob Domofsky and Matt Scheinman and Bill Huber and I in our little group chat described it was, or the way I described it to them was, his accuracy is improved, but it's still not as good as a good NFL starting quarterback's accuracy should be. And so he's made advancements, but he's got a lot more to go. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Like, I'm not a big argument programming guy. I don't watch the debate shows on all the various sports networks. That's not my thing. But we all want these kind of definitive, declarative takes. He's either on his way to being great or he sucks. And right now, Jordan Love's somewhere in the middle and probably still closer to sucking than being great. But he's a lot closer to being a good player than he was a year ago. And I think that should be encouraging for everyone, including the Packers.
And Jason, I know it's unique because he did not have a lot of time on the football field, if at any, the first year of his career. And so this is his second preseason season. And a lot of the times you've joined us, you've talked about how Aaron Rodgers continued to progress. And each year he progressed, he continued, even when he was behind Favre, to make those wow plays. And to a point where there was, you know, multiple in a practice session. Have you seen multiple from Jordan in a practice session?
Yeah, there's been a couple times where that's happened, but it's not every day. I mean, look, he had one really outstanding practice earlier in camp, which he ended with just an absolutely exquisite touchdown pass to Romeo Doubs, who went up and got it. It was exactly what you want. Like, if I was actually watching the play and I was slightly obscured by the guys standing on the sideline. And so at first I thought Rodgers had thrown it. So that's the ultimate compliment, right, of how well thrown of a ball is. The issue is that there's not enough of those yet. And there may never be, because it's really hard to be as good as Aaron Rodgers. But he has had more of those moments after having next to none the first 2 years. He also still has moments where he throws a ball that, you know, it quacks while it's in the air. Like, and all quarterbacks throw those except for the really great ones. So he has made progress. It is encouraging, the progress he has made. But he's got a lot more progress that he has to make if, say, Aaron Rodgers walks away this year and Jordan Love has to be the starter next year, or heaven forbid, if you're a Packers fan, if Rodgers breaks a collarbone in week 4 and Jordan Love has to start for the next 8 weeks.
Jason, it's obvious that the Packers thought he had the tools. Jordan Love is he I'm referring to, had the tools to be NFL quarterback at some point in his career. Is there anything in terms of his psyche right now that you think he's pressing to try and make plays? Because as much as we talk about him not having a lot of wow plays that fans have been able to see and give them hope, he knows the same thing and he's living it. So he knows that he wants to show the fans that he can be a good quarterback. Do you think sometime the pressure of that or just sometime the expectations he doesn't feel like he's meeting and he's trying to press? Maybe that was the reason for that third interception, what probably led to the decision to even throw that ball.
Maybe. I mean, look, I think he definitely pressed his first 2 years. Like, I think he understood that he had, and look, it's not his fault the Packers drafted him, right? somebody else could have drafted him late in the first round that didn't have a Hall of Famer at quarterback, who didn't have a Hall of Famer, who followed a Hall of Famer and showed that it's possible to be put in this situation and succeed. He could have done it with another team, but I think he has actually pressed less this camp because he actually seems to know better what to do, and his fundamentals are way better. Like, you know, it's literally true of any job, right? Whether it's you with your long TV career, if you go back and look at probably some of your tape early in your TV career versus now.
I would have told that kid to quit because you stunk, but go ahead.
Right. But that's, and that's the thing. We all grow, right? Like, you know, Ben was a terrific basketball player, but getting in and out of commercial breaks on the radio was something he hadn't done much of. So you do them more and more. You get more reps. You get better at it. He has done that. I think the most noticeable improvement that I've seen from him, not from you, from Jordan Love, is that his fundamentals look so much more natural. Like, his footwork is better. His throwing motion is better. His accuracy, like I said earlier, has improved some. But I think the biggest thing is and Sydney hears me talk about this all the time with all the sports she plays. It's a Matt LaFleurism, but it's a really good one. Indecisive equals ineffective. And for 2 years, Jordan Love has been indecisive. And this year, he's been more decisive. He knows where to go with the ball. It isn't always the right place, like that interception showed. But generally speaking, he's in rhythm. He hits his five-step drop, and he knows where he wants to go with the ball. He's not panicking. And he's decisive, and he more often than not has made better throws than he had his first 2 years. But again, he still has so far to go before I think you would be confident in him. You know, every time I bring this up, Tausch chimes in and says, oh, they could still win the division if he's the quarterback. If you're a Packers fan, I hope you're not of that belief, and I hope you don't have to find out that Tausch is wrong, because I'm not sure that they would. But he has made enough progress where I can at least entertain the possibility that if he had to start 7 games this year, that they could still win the division.
Talking with Jason Wilde here on Scalzo and Bruss. Ben Bruss here with Telly Hughes, who's in for Greg Scalzo across ESPN Wisconsin. Jason, three intriguing guys coming off the PUP list, and it doesn't necessarily mean they're going to be ready week one, but they have the eligibility to play week one. The offensive line is banged up. You got Elgton Jenkins practicing. The tight ends stink. Bubby Tonyan has a chance to potentially do some things there. And then Christian Watson hasn't practiced, and Romeo Doubs has been the story. So of those three, what intrigues you most?
Well, Jenkins, let's power rank them in terms of importance. Really smart offensive lineman, offensive line coach once said, you can cover up one bad player on line, you can't cover up two. And if you can have both Elgton Jenkins and David Bakhtiari, great. But if at least you have Elgton Jenkins back, then you've got a chance. So I think his return is most important. But Robert Tonyan's is right up there too, because their tight end position, I would be kinder in my assessment, but not much. They need him, and they need him to be a stud. And then the Christian Watson piece, like, I think he's the guy that needs the practice work the most of the three, because this is a guy who's never played in the NFL before and had never taken an 11-on-11 snap beyond OTAs until today. So I do think that all three will contribute, but I think, obviously, Christian Watson is the last of the three that I would anticipate contributing.
Jason, thank you for the insight, as always, and making some time. I know you're busy today, but we appreciate you joining us.
All right, guys. Try to make sure you sound as much like Telly as possible for the remainder of the show.
Take care. Be good.
All right, guys. Bye.
That, Jason Wilde, you can hear on Wilde and Tausch from 9 to noon across these very stations. You can also catch their podcast wherever you get your podcast, but go to WisconsinOnDemand.com and download that app. Benny Caron is back again. I wrote a Yelp review. I made an account, and I wrote a Yelp review. Let me tell you, it was not positive. I read my cringy Yelp review and reveal how I'm just aging and becoming a Caron next.
I'm up and slow. Take off the slow. Spin it, bust it up, I'm about to make me go. Release your wiggle. Release your wiggle. Release your wiggle. Release your wiggle.
DiMaggio come up with the music, Chris Larson?
He did not. I'm just picking the music.
You're crushing it.
I'm glad to know you like it.
You've been on it. You know how when Josh is out, for those who don't know, on a Friday, Josh is usually out, and he selects the Good Vibes Friday songs for the producer to play, and Chris, you usually just play them.
Right.
These are not the magic music button songs.
They're not, no.
You're bringing it today, and I like it.
Good. I know you asked a few weeks ago when I cousin subbed for Joshy, and you said, do you think I could hit out some bangers for the Scalzo and Brust audience if I was given the opportunity rather than taking Joshy's playlist or whatever.
This is a good audition.
So.
And he took the opportunity. He didn't ask you.
No.
He took it. Way to go.
Good.
Way to grab it by the horns, because we need some good vibes on any Monday. Because it's start of the week. Scalzo and Brust presented by the world's greatest beer, Bud Light. That's the voice of Chris Larson, who's choosing the music. The other voice that is just unmatched, Telly Hughes. Gosh, it's great. 800-990-3776. I will continue to make you uncomfortable as I talk about your voice. Every time I mention Telly's voice, his head goes down. He won't make eye contact with me. He's like, Ben, stop being weird. You're doing that weird thing where you talk about my voice. I'm uncomfortable.
It's all good.
Man, even when you say it's all good, man, I'm like, yeah, it's all good. So I was in Green Bay for 3 days. I had a wedding, a rehearsal dinner on Thursday night, which was awesome because it was at a house where it looked at Lambeau Field. So, nice. Awesome spot. Like, you know, very casual, just, you know, catering style, and then go sit down in a backyard and look at Lambeau Field with a band playing. It was wonderful. And then Friday came, and I was really excited to play some golf. And anytime that somebody's getting married, you just want to have a good time, right? It's not about trying to break the course record, and especially with the crew that we had had. We had three groups, 10 guys. So a foursome, a foursome, and a twosome. And I've never had a worse experience at a golf course in my life. From the moment I went to the pro shop, they're freaking out. We have three groups, three tee times. We showed up at the start of the first tee time, and sure, they didn't tee off until the start of the second tee time, but we got all groups off because we were playing a scramble. We told them, like, hey, we're going to be quick. The group behind us that they were freaking out about was an hour behind us the entire day. We didn't see them. And so since we were playing a scramble and the groom was in the foursome that I was in, his brother was in the twosome because he had to, you know, take care of his kids. Showed up, you know, a little bit behind everyone. So we're like, hey, we're playing a scramble. Whatever, come join us. I mean, I thought I was at Augusta, but I was in Green Bay, Telly. The Rangers coming out. Well, you can't do that. You can't do that. And like, again, I'm just like, hey, just trying to be civil. Hey, why? You know, just tell me why. I'm fine if you give me like a solid reason.
We don't do that up here, boy.
That is, I was like, that's not a reason. Can you tell me why? Just like, we don't do that. And I just was like, what are we doing here? And you could tell that the Ranger was starting to feel bad because I was pushing back pretty hard. I was like, that's his brother. Like, he's getting married. What are we doing here? The group behind us is an hour behind us. And then we saw on the back nine, he was, you know, a little bit nicer, you know. Hey, we have this 19th hole. It's like a par three where you can have 20 guys go out there.
You say, screw that. I don't want it anymore.
It's just like, okay, so we can do it on that hole, you know, the 19th hole. But because we're in the 18th and we're going to be so freaking traditional.
Oh, yeah.
We can't have six guys on a hole. We're doing a two-man scramble. It's like, what is going on here? Don't want to go on and on. But I became even more of a Karen.
Let's hear it, man.
I created a Yelp account, and I wrote a review about this golf course.
You know, I'm not only laughing at the fact that you did that. I'm laughing at how mad you had to be.
Oh, this Yelp review felt so good. Telly, have you ever done it before?
No. I've never been that mad.
It's therapeutic.
I've been irritated before, but I've never been so mad where I say, you know what? I'm going to tell everybody how they freaking screwed me over.
Oh, don't you worry. I let them know. I let everybody know who was a part of the screw up. I'm not going to waste my breath on talking about how like they held my credit card because they thought two people didn't pay. Like, and I was just like... This is horrible. You have 10 guys, and a lot of those guys live in the Appleton area by Green Bay. You want younger people playing the game of golf. And,
no, they don't.
And Jesse Nelson, the producer of Wilde and Tausch, would do great as the hall monitor of all of our stations, hall monitoring the golf course with these guys. I had five Jesse Nelsons running this golf course. Five of them. Five guys in whitey tighties who clearly have... Man, this is now I'm getting too fired up.
Bring it back. Bring it back. You might want to just can you read your Yelp or is it it's not for public consumption?
I have an alias on there, so.
Of course he does.
So you were so mad you didn't even want to put your name on it?
Well, I'm also in sales with this company. So, you know, sometimes you don't want, you know, it could turn into a partnership one day.
So now everybody's going to try to.
A negative into a positive.
Everybody's going to try to figure out
he's a public
who
figure.
Is the flying tiger is. Or
he's a public figure. He can't be putting out his own name on that.
If you want to golf at a place where the golf staff is clueless, the starter thinks he's working Augusta, and the ranger actually thinks he's working a real job, got the great spot for you to golf. The fun was sucked immediately as you talked to anyone. If you were whitey tighties, come on down. Left my review, feel good about it, and I don't care if anyone thinks it's stupid, not funny, but it was one of the best therapeutic feelings I've ever had. Chris, have
one star?
One star, baby. Oh, one star. Are you kidding me? If I could have gave 0 stars, they would add 0 stars.
The least you can give is 1, I think.
Have you ever given a negative?
I have not given a negative or positive. I have a Yelp account, but I have never given one.
So you read the reviews.
I do read the reviews before we go to restaurants. My girlfriend and I read the reviews and go through them. And I will say this. If it's a restaurant that I don't really want to go to, I will read here all the I will find all the negative reviews and give them to her so she doesn't want to go there then.
That's a heady play. That's a very heady play. Telly.
Nice.
I have a feeling I know the answer to this question.
You're right. You already know. No, I've never given a review.
Have I pushed you closer to maybe doing it?
No.
What?
No.
You don't see how happy I am now? You don't see how I've let this go over the weekend after leaving the Yelp review?
Sure, you've let it go.
It's not living rent-free in my head still. I can picture every single one of those weasels.
Yeah, see? Like, if they walked in here right now, yeah, you were that guy. I remember you. But I don't know. I guess for me, I don't really go out that much anymore. So... but when I do, I do get irritated a lot. And I'm like, see, this is why I don't go out a lot anymore. To eat.
Exhibit A, golfing. But yeah. Yes. Now, again, and also, a lot of the times right now in today's world, there's like a worker short. Like, everyone's hiring. Everyone's trying to find people. Like, there's certain instances where you just like, hey, like yesterday I ordered some food and at my favorite Chinese place. And... their son was working, which he looked a little bit young to not reach, you know, labor laws. But I was like, hey, you got to find help where you got to get help, you know? They don't have enough place to staff it. He got my order wrong. Called the dad over because he knew me because I order there all the time, and he made it happen, right? You be patient with some different things. But when you got El Stiffos running the golf course over there and you have 10 guys just trying to have fun for a wedding, that's when I get the Yelp account out and
that's
let them know
when
how
you're
we gonna feel.
Let them have it, man.
I'm telling you guys.
You know, if that happens to me, I know where to turn. If I'm that fired up.
You know what? Just text me. I'll be your burner account.
Okay.
You don't even have to create an account. It won't even link. The email won't link back to you. I will post negative Yelp reviews for the Scalzo and Brust family. Just text in your complaints. Pick the business. And I'll get it on there.
Tell them your experience. And,
yeah.
Yep. A few details.
And Len Crust will get it out there.
Len Crust.
Well, who's Len Crust? Did that slip?
All right, yeah.
800-990-3776. We wrap it up talking Jordan Love and Giannis Antetokounmpo next here on Scalzone Bros, presented by Bud Light. I want to get numb. Chris Larson on a Monday. Aziz producing for Joshy DiMaggio. I got a minus 10,000 odds that Josh is hungover today.
Think so?
I don't think so. It's minus 10,000 because I know so. And I don't blame them. They were at Fish. Greg Scalzo also out today. Telly Hughes in for him. I'm Ben Brust. The show Scalzo and Brust is presented by the world's greatest beer, Bud Light. Scalzo and Brust family member Alex Strofe chimes in about the golf course situation. Alex Strofe, been up in Green Bay area a lot, grew up in Stevens Point. He talked about how the people in that area, he had guessed two courses and he got it right, take their jobs way too seriously. I do not blame you for your Yelp. That's validation.
Yeah, that is.
That's validation.
That is.
It's good to know that somebody else had an experience where I feel like I needed to, I don't know, like check to make sure my shoes were tied perfectly before I stepped onto the first tee. Absolutely yeah. Ridiculous experience, and I did my first Yelp. But the story of the day is Jordan Love. And Telly and I have talked a lot about his performance on Friday, and I think here's where I'm at. I'm still a zero on Jordan Love. I'm off on Jordan Love, but I want to see him do better. But unfortunately, I think I've reached the point where even if he does better, I don't think he's going to get to where he needs to be. Not just for the Green Bay Packers, but like for any organization to be a good starting quarterback in the NFL.
So where do you think that when you say need to be? Like, I just want to see, because it seems like you feel like a lot of Packer fans, and if I'm judging or feeling it, this accurately out, your feelings towards Jordan Love is he can't right the ship at this point. Like, in your eyes, it's like, it's almost like he's going to have to give a Super Bowl-like performance in one of these preseason games.
Yes.
In order for you, it seems like it's a done deal. It's
a
wrap.
How about promise? Give me some promise. What promise have we had? The best promise that I've heard is Jason Wilde saying, he said he had one outstanding practice. Just one. I think they've been practicing for a couple weeks now. One outstanding practice. Not every day he's having those wow moments in practice. Here and there. I mean, we're year three now. And I know he's young, but sooner or later, it's put up or shut up. And from watching some clips of him in training camp, from watching him in practice on family night, from watching him on the preseason game Friday against the Niners, the promise isn't there. And it's so hard because we all get to watch Aaron Rodgers, right? Yeah. And when I made a point earlier, I was like, well, you know, the two interceptions that weren't necessarily his fault, he could have placed in a way where, you know, it likely would have not been his fault because it either would have been only caught or only incomplete. But that's judging on an Aaron Rodgers scale. And I think I'll fully admit, it's so hard to separate that sometimes.
Right.
Because it's impossible. Because you know Aaron Rodgers is not going to play in any of these three preseason games, and it doesn't matter. He's going to go out there, he could throw lefty and probably be just as good as Jordan Love is right now.
Yeah, but you also got to give him a chance as well in terms of going back, hopefully looking at film, and maybe some of the things that he thought he got better in, he actually didn't, and he can see that, okay, I can make more improvements in these type of situations. And we go back to what we said about Aaron Rodgers' future being in peril. Carroll last year around this time, and he was taking all these first team reps and stuff like that. And so you would hope that he would get that sense of confidence that, okay, I can play with the number ones. And then once that was over, you take that same mentality and you're playing as a backup, but you know how it feels to play at a level as a number one. And we just haven't seen that consistently when he has gotten his opportunities. And he will get another opportunity to, you know, hopefully right the ship. It's just, I'm thinking he's treading in some water where there's no, he's at a point of no return in terms
of
making Packer fans more optimistic about the future with Jordan Love as a quarterback.
I want to see ball security. I don't want to see a pick. I don't care whose fault it is, you know, what Matt LaFleur says about routes or Amari Rodgers could have done this better or anything. I want to see ball security. But this is an intriguing question I want to hit you on quickly. Do you think that Jordan Love is trying hard to make throws like Aaron Scott from Evansville? Because that's a good question. I mean, when you're watching Aaron
every day, it's like when you play golf. You see somebody get up there and smash a 300 every time. You're going to either start swinging out of your shoes.
He drew that 7-iron 210. Let me see.
Exactly. Like, he could do it. I could just hold it and swing just the way he did and did the same thing. So, absolutely. That's why I asked Jason Wilde about the pressures of trying to perform and make those big plays that he knows that the organization and Packer fans want to see.
I'm with you. I just want to see some promise. 800-990-3776. Again, 800-990-3776. A lot of people chiming in trying to guess the name of the golf course that was less than stellar in terms of a customer experience for the groom of the wedding that I was at. I will not say the name of the course. You can try and find Len Crust on Yelp if you really want to dive that deep into it, is my alias. But Telly will be back with me tomorrow. Chris, are we going to get Josh DiMaggio?
Joshy is back tomorrow, yes.
That just means it's going to be half of Josh DiMaggio. I'm calling it. I'm calling 10 typos on 1 or 0 when I get that in my hands. For Telly Hughes and Ben Brust, thanks for coming along with us today. Telly back tomorrow with me. Who knows what the day is going to bring. This has been Scalzo and Brust, presented by Bud Light.